My name is Stephen Bross, and I am the creator of all of these programs that hopefully you'll find exciting and interesting and give you an opportunity to hopefully develop that portfolio that you've been looking for to do and create and get you into either the freelance world of art and design or into that first college, whatever it is. I'm hoping that these projects will inspire you and get you moving forward into that development. The very first section we're going to go over, I guess, is our Sketch It Loud idea of learning how to get past that raw sort of idea of what you're thinking and deal with that blank page from the very beginning. So I guess the best thing for me to sort of say is, you know, have you ever like just stared at a blank page and feel like that little knot of fear in your stomach? Like, we all know the worst thing is that first page of that sketchbook, right? So my advice to you is skip it, right? Like, we sort of think that if we mess up, the art gods are going to strike us down with the lightning bolt of disappointment. Well, yeah, of course, we've all sort of been there, right? But guess what? That fear is trash. So just throw it out, right? Just throw it out and get rid of it. Sketching isn't about perfection. It's about energy. It's about movement. It's about expression. Your lines should demand attention, right? They should scream or whisper or pulse or crackle. But because sketching is thinking, it's feeling, it's loud, right? Sort of a different way to sort of go after your sketching ideas, right? Be angry if you need to. Be aggressive and get that paper filled with lines and ideas and emotions. So I guess when we're talking about this, we're trying to figure out why sketching loud matters. Look, every great artist, whether we're talking about Picasso or Basquiat or Egon Schiele, even your favorite graffiti artist started with raw, messy sketches. Their first marks, right, they weren't flawless. They weren't masterpieces. They were rough. They were chaotic. They had life. They weren't afraid to make a mess, right? They were real ideas that are being born on that moment of just sketching through and working through your ideas, right? But somewhere along the line of the way, we are taught to be careful, right? Play it safe. Like, make it look nice. That's where creativity starts to choke, right? It gets lost, right? The truth is you want to make art that moves people. You have to let go of your idea of every mark needs to be perfect. I think that's the biggest problem, right? Especially I see with students is we're so scared to sort of make those marks that are going to be wrong, right? Start ugly, be messy, you know, and then find the image. One of the examples that I love about being in an art program is when you see someone just aggressively start and draw, and what happens is the finding lines begin to appear throughout the small light sketching of the drawing, and then that actually builds on the excitement, and then the sort of artwork is created from that, right? You know, you just have to trust the process, trust your hands, trust your instincts, and sketch with as much confidence as possible, because there's no reason to not be confident. There is no right answer. So start thinking about sketching as a conversation between your brain and your hand, right? How do we get more out of it? How do we lose that opportunity to hesitate? The more we have conversations get awkward, but like let them go when you sketch boldly, this is where your ideas will start to flow. That's when you start to find your line, your rhythm, or your voice. So here's like your first challenge, right? Grab your sketchbook and a pen. Yep, or a pen. I like pens because you can't erase, right? There's no chance to erase. So set a timer for 2 minutes and just draw. Doodle, make marks, you know, let the time be ugly, wild, whatever. Just keep moving because movement is what makes art come alive, right? So take a minute, take 2 minutes and get in there and just sort of draw, right? Sketch, make marks, be bold. Whatever it is you need to do. The one thing that's so cool is the beauty of your first idea. All right. So let's talk about a massive myth in the art world. The idea that your first sketches don't matter. Oh, that's a tough one, right? Because when you're a teacher, it's so hard to get students to sort of overshoot their first idea. And if you think about it, if you're in a classroom and you have a bunch of other students doing it, most of your first ideas might be the same. So if you're looking to stand out and be original, this is a great way to think about it, right? Someone else has already done that, right? Or going to do that. So let me just tell you something. Your first marks are often the most honest thing you'll ever put on the paper, right? They're raw, they're unfiltered, they're straight from your gut, and that's what makes it powerful. Think about how many times you've sketched something quickly, then erased or redrawn it 100 times, only to realize your first version has the most energy. That's because your first sketches aren't overthought. They carry the spark of the idea before it creeps in, right? So think about that. How many times have you had a small little drawing going and you love it in the end, and it came out perfect of something that just doesn't even really amount to anything, but there's something about it to you love. That's what we're trying to sort of get you to understand here, right? So instead of treating your first ideas like throwaways, learn to respect them, study them, ask yourself, what was the feeling when I made this mark? What did I capture that later version that I lost, right? Sometimes we sort of look at those later versions and it just doesn't feel as exciting because sometimes we refined an idea too much and we killed that magic that happened when we were just going for it, right? So here's another little challenge that you can do, right? Flip back through an old sketchbook. Find a page of rough, unpolished sketches, maybe something you abandoned or thought wasn't good enough. Now, instead of reworking it, trace over it boldly, reinforce the best parts of it, the best lines, the thing that makes it work. See what happens when you're on your own and those first marks instead of second guessing them. Okay? Once you've kind of played around with that, let's kind of talk about why hesitation is your worst enemy. You know, in that moment, that second right before your pen touches the page, that tiny hesitation, that's the enemy. That's the thing standing between you and truly bold, confident sketching. Hesitation creeps in when you start thinking about getting it right, instead of just getting it down. We get caught up worrying about proportions, perspective, whether the line is too wobbly, whether we should have even started at all. But here's the deal. Hesitation is just fear in disguise, and fear has no place in sketching. Right? You're going to start to understand that once you start thinking about having to put your work up in front of other artists and have to deal with critiques. So the best way to beat hesitation is to work fast. Think about speed. Give yourself hardly any time to overthink it, right? Set out with an idea of 30 seconds for a drawing, for a real quick face, right? Then do another one and another one. The more, the less you're going to have room to give up and doubt, right? You're going to be able to build on those changes of each one. Most likely, I would say, if you trust yourself and trust me, they're going to get better. The next time you catch yourself hovering over a page, right, or freezing up, trying to make a mark, force yourself to make the wrong mark on purpose. Right? I know that sounds weird, but there's something beautiful about the ugly. Just throw down a messy, wild line because once the page isn't blank anymore, the fear is going to be lost. It's not going to grip you up and hold you to a spot where you can't move forward to. Just mess it up, right? Get in there and get going, okay? Don't hold back because it isn't perfect. One little thing that I know is going to be always hard for any artist is if you have a sketchbook, what do people want to do? They want to look at it, right? You can say no. That is your personal artistic diary, and it's not meant to be shown. Now, a good sketchbook can be shown as a portfolio for college if you're looking at that. But remember, that is your personal journal. It's a little bit of a diary. It's where you're putting down all your creativity, and it's not going to allow you to sort of or have to feel like you've got to show it off. That's not what it is, right? you start putting stuff in a 8.5 by 11 or 17 piece of paper or even larger, and you start using charcoal, those are the things that you're going to show off. Let that personal sketchbook stay with you in your own little minds. Okay. Let's talk about line personality for a minute, right? Finding your artistic voice. This is going to be something that's going to be a little bit difficult for all of us to try and do, right? I tell this story when I was in community college in the art class. We had this project where you had to do 14 pieces on the same theme. And there was a student in the class that just killed this project, right? The first project they did was sort of textured and sort of multimedia, not multimedia, but mixed media, right? And they were doing some fun stuff, and there was some charcoal in there and some splattered paint, and the piece was a little, just a little distorted, meaning that like the board that they were using or the canvas or piece of wood started to get a little tiny banged up, right? But as he went through, he started trying some really cool things with sort of chemicals and burns and, you know, using wet paper and just basically slowly destroying these pieces. And if you looked at all 14 of them as they went across the board in the final display, the first one was relatively flat to the canvas. The last one looked like almost this rock crumpled up with metal and acetone and bleach and burn and edges that were rough, and just really, really cool to see how this progression and the individual, what they learned to get through some of this artistic style as it went across the board. I never forget that particular student's artwork, because it really sort of showed me that what can happen by sort of just trying and playing and moving forward no matter what the outcome, right? All those mistakes, which probably seem like, oh no, I ripped the paper, or I burned it too much, or it got too dark, they became all of the fun textures that were going to be happening. Okay. Some artists sketch with fast, energetic strokes, full of movement and chaos. Others make slow, deliberate marks, precise and controlled. And neither is better than the other one, right? The key is defining what's right for you. What makes marks make you feel alive on the page? What makes your marks feel that you produce them, right? That's kind of the importance. I tell all of my students that the difference between art and design and fine arts is for you, right? Anything you do, it doesn't really matter if anyone else likes it in that fine art place. So if you're being aggressive with your sketching, it shouldn't matter if it's right. That's your personal time to really get at it and get some of these ideas out. After you make your sketches, you're going to probably find opportunities to take some of those ideas and put them in the finished work, which is awesome. Right? Here's another little experiment you can do, right? Fill a page with nothing but lines. Straight, curved, jagged, fluid, whatever comes naturally. Then look at the patterns. Are there loose lines, tight, heavy, light? You know, what tells you about the nature and the artistic tendencies that you might have? Are you an aggressive drawer? I would say that I probably got through most of my college by having more of a heavier mark, right? I like to draw more aggressive type textures and faces. So when it came to more of that smooth, textured, sort of skin, what I would say to as a female face, I just couldn't get it right. And maybe it wasn't that I didn't even get it right. Maybe it's just didn't like that smooth style. I liked drawing with people with like heavy lines and weathered faces and wrinkles. I just love that texture that sort of shows the personality and the age of someone. Okay. You're starting to find your natural tendencies and your artistic ways, right? And then you're going to start, you're going to start recognizing the personality in your lines, right? And you can push it further. If naturally you're precise, try letting go and making some scribbles, right? Be a little chaotic. If they're loose and fast, try slowing it down and refining just one stroke at a time. The goal isn't to change your style, but to understand it so you can use it moving forward with attention, right? I think I said attention there, but I meant intention. next time you sketch, just don't think about what you're drawing. Think about how you're drawing it, because your lines aren't just going to make marks on a page. They're going to be your voice, right? We're hearing that a lot. I'm saying that reference a lot, but the art is your voice. I won't get into typography at this point as a graphic designer, which I primarily am. It's amazing how type fonts are basically just lines that explain the personality of the person possibly talking to you. Okay, so hopefully, right, as we're moving through this project, we're going to start finding our line. You know, that natural idea that we're going to have the things to break rules, because artists don't just develop a style, they push, right? They distort it. They exaggerate it. They flip it upside and just to see what happens, right? What happens when you draw with your non-dominant hand? What if you use a tool in a way that weren't even meant to be used, like a toothbrush? Like, what if you force yourself to undo your instincts? That's where the magic is going to happen. That's where sketching gets exciting. Okay, so you got another little challenge here, and that's kind of what we're doing. Just get things thinking in your head to get out in your sketchbook when you're done, right? Try and do something that gets you out of your comfort zone. Use a tool you can't do. Use your opposite hand. Sketch fast, sketch slow. Use thin lines. Go thick. If you want to work small, fill a giant page. Get uncomfortable, get weird, and just sort of see where it takes you. There's nothing better than having that exploration moment where you're just developing something fun that's for you, that's going to help you get, actually just sort of add to the toolbox of mental ideas and concepts that you can go back to when the time is right. So here we are, right? We've kind of gone through this far. We're battling with hesitation. We're embracing your first ideas. We're trying to find our personality in your lines. And then even pushing your sketches further by breaking some rules, right? Now, that's just one thing, right? That's the last thing that we want to do, is we want to make whatever you're doing yours, okay? This becomes a real big issue with some of me, where some of my students come into my program and they're so set in a certain kind of style of art that they just can't get out of their own way and get past it, right? No matter what it is you like to draw, do something different. It's going to help you in the long way. Just like in sports, they basically will tell you that you should play multiple sports, just not one, because all of the variations of moving your leg, your feet, your muscles, and building different stamina and looking at different things is the same as art. Right? Whenever we have tours, I always tell students, like, look, if you're good at art, you can get as much money from a scholarship as being good at a sport, right? Because they want the best artists to do that. You're going to want to need to stand out, right? It could be a specific way that you handle line or your energy strokes or the way you bring emotion to the simplest marks, but what's yours, right? What makes your sketching style, right? Your sketching style, why can't I say that? Undeniably you, okay? So we're kind of finishing up this, but the last little challenge is to create a final sketch that sums up everything we talked to, right about. Like, get in there, get aggressive, use bold lines, be fearless, make something raw, make something real, something loud, right? I love that aspect of sketch loud, right? Sketch loud is part of the thing, but sketch loud and stay iconic, right? Let it be seen. Let it breathe. You know, you can always hide it, right? If you don't like it when you're done. Most likely it's going to be in your sketchbook. But believe me, if you think that every artist and every art student going through college has shown all their work, no way, right? So just to sort of keep this all together, right? We're kind of finishing up. Sketching just isn't about getting better at drawing. It's about learning to trust yourself, right? To be bold, to take risks, and to put something on paper that no one else in the world could make. So don't stop here, right? Right? We've got to keep on sketching, keep pushing, and keep making your marks of loud, unapologetic, proportions, right? And remember, just the last thing, that your sketchbook isn't a place for perfect drawings. It's about a place to develop your artistic voice. So as always, until next time, sketch loudly, stay iconic, and keep creating no matter how good or bad it is, but just make sure it's yours.